This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations has issued an urgent appeal for a two-hour truce in the suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and those wounded as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. Libya's UN-backed prime minister is calling the action by Haftar an attempted coup. Haftar and his forces appear to have gained ground along the outskirts of the capital, but government troops say they are prepared to confront them. The UN mission in Libya has urged all parties in the area to respect a two-hour humanitarian truce. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank if he wins another term in office. In a television interview, Netanyahu said he would extend Israeli sovereignty to settlements and would not transfer sovereignty to the Palestinians. Senior Palestinian official Saeb Erekat says Netanyahu's latest pledge and his past actions are destroying the two-state solution, and that it is the responsibility of the international community to do something about it.
This is throwing the region as a whole into the cycle of violence, counter-violence, and chaos. And this man, Mr. Netanyahu, should be held accountable to all the actions and policies that he's pursuing to destroy the two-state solution.
U.S. President Donald Trump and White House officials are rejecting reports that the release of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report would prove more damaging than the initial conclusion. The initial summary of the report on the 2016 Trump campaign's contacts with Russia said neither Trump nor his aides conspired with Moscow to help him win. From Washington, this is VOA News. Rwanda is marking the 25th anniversary of the worst genocide in recent history. The 100-day period of commemoration began Sunday with a ceremony and speech from President Paul Kagame. VOA's Isha Sarai reports.
Rwandan President Paul Kagame thanked survivors and commended the progress the country has made.
In 1994, there was no hope, only darkness. Today, light radiates from this place.
The commemoration began with the lighting of the flame and laying of wreaths at the Kigali Genocide Memorial in the capital city of Kigali, where close to 250,000 remains were buried. In all, about 800,000 Tutsis and moderate Hutus were slaughtered by ethnic Hutu extremists during a 100-day period in 1994. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Washington.
Pakistan is warning rival India is planning to launch a fresh military assault against the country. Islamabad is calling for the international community's urgent diplomatic intervention to deter New Delhi from endangering regional peace and stability. Pakistan's foreign minister says the attack could come in mid-April. The warning comes amid simmering tensions since February 26th, when Indian jets crossed deep into Pakistan territory and allegedly destroyed the suspected training camp of a militant group plotting terrorism in the divided Kashmir territory. British Prime Minister Theresa May says the longer it takes to find a compromise with the opposition Labour Party to secure a Brexit deal, the less likely it is that Britain will leave the European Union. Reuters' Pascale Davies reports.
A warning from Britain's Prime Minister to try to stop Brexit slipping from her grasp. On Saturday, Theresa May said the longer it takes to find a compromise deal with the opposition Labour Party, the less likely it is the UK will leave the European Union at all. May and the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn have held 3 days of meetings to attempt to agree to a Brexit deal Parliament will say yes to. The Sunday Times newspaper reported the Prime Minister does have a plan to put a customs agreement with the EU in law, with the hope this softer approach would win over the Labour Party. This would likely enrage many of her Leave-supporting Conservatives.
That's Reuters' Pascale Davies reporting. A war monitor says shelling killed 13 civilians in northwest Syria today. The violence was the latest to threaten a seven-month-old truce intended to stave off a regime offensive on the region held by Syria's former al-Qaeda affiliate. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.